GB podcast
number 8. It's 2008, and 8 is a good number.
And it is a good number. I agree.
It's in numerology and Chinese cultures, 8's a very, very good thing. It means live, versus 4, which means die.
Nice.
It's in fact, in Asia, the Audi A4s are not the A4s.
Oh, really?
They are the A8s.
What is the A8 then?
It's just a better number. It's the same car. Yeah. They just named it, you know, because they couldn't sell the A4 to Chinese people.
Yeah, right.
So they wouldn't buy it, so they decided to make the cars A8s.
That's funny. Isn't there an A8 in America, though, too?
I think now there is.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that conflicts.
Call that one over there. Maybe that's
the A88.
The A12.
You know, so.
Yeah, I've heard that, Chinese restaurants like to get lots of 8s in their phone numbers.
This is true.
Yeah.
On license plates all over the place.
Right, yeah.
You know, so. Cool. It's January, end of January, coming to the end of January, and it's been a white winter.
Yeah, it really has. I'm sure we've got more coming to us in February, but we've got more snow this year than we've had in quite a few years.
We have indeed.
Yeah,
and we've had some cold temperatures, but we've had kind of ups and downs.
We have, but it's there's no doubt about the fact that it's really cold this week.
I know.
And it's actually going to be just as cold this weekend, and so we thought we'd put together a little list of some tips for staying warm and dealing with the cold weather.
Yes, and, what do we have?
Well, wear wool and wear layers.
Wool is good. I swear by wool. If you are not a fan of the synthetics, and cotton is a killer in the winter.
Yeah,
if you get wet, you're going to stay wet.
Yeah, it doesn't hold on to heat very well either.
There's a reason why sheep have survived many years.
I'm a big fan of smart wool socks. Have you tried those?
That's all I have.
Yeah, they're
nothing
really
but
great.
Smart wool socks. Patagonia makes some nice wool base layers.
Mm-hmm.
Icebreaker. And what's the other company? Ibex.
Okay.
Ibex.
But in general, it's a good idea to keep your extremities protected and, layers help with the core, but it's harder to do that on your hands and feet and your hat. I mean,
I've adopted just hardcore mittens at this point.
Yeah.
Just, you know, snowboarding style.
Right.
It's like I used to think I wanted dexterity and I wanted, to kind of look cool without big fat, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm like, I just want to be comfortable and warm. So
okay.
I've embraced big chunky gloves.
Right. So, another thing is walking briskly. It feels like it's colder, at least at first, when the wind's rushing at your face, and your face tends to get a little cold, but in the meantime, you're building up a little bit of a sweat, maybe not a wet sweat, but you're at least moving
nice
all your
warm.
Muscles,
yeah.
And so you end up getting a little warmer.
What other things can you get cold?
One thing was, you can go out to the movies. It's a great
movies
time
are.
Of year.
I think the winter is the perfect time to catch up on movies, especially
right.
all the Oscar nominations coming out.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, like if there's nothing better to hole up in a movie in a nice, cozy, warm theater with a bunch of other people. Other thing that I'm a big
right?
fan of conservatories.
Yeah, you like.
I do this.
Out.
I do. Like I'll bike there,
uh-huh.
and it's super humid, which is nice. It's
yeah.
warm. There's a lot of greenery. I always feel like it's there's sunshine in there, even when it's not, just because of all the way they light the place. Garfield Park is great. Lincoln
mm-hmm.
Park is smaller, but also good if you
yeah.
need a brief respite.
I've heard good things about the one out in Oak Park, too. There's a small one out in
is
Oak
there?
Park, yeah.
Ah.
So I haven't been there yet, but I've heard it's good.
There's another option for
yeah.
you guys. So.
And, I find that I get kind of cold in my office. I'm right by a wall. Exterior
yeah,
wall, so
yeah.
Just kind of radiates the cold. And I've got a space heater. And I know not all offices allow them, but it's worth checking out, see if you've got, any policy against or for. And if you're allowed to have one in your office, I really recommend them. You can get one for like 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, I used to have one.
You do need to make sure to be careful with it and make sure it's turned off The one I've got has a couple of auto-off features.
That's nice.
So, you know, if it gets too hot or if it tips over or, you know, it senses whether things have brushed against it, it'll turn itself off automatically.
A good idea is to find some plastic plates or something plasticky that you can put it on top of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not on the carpet or something. Yeah,
exactly.
So.
And, you know, a real low-tech way of, you know, keeping your hands warm at least is... I have a mug that I keep on my desk, and I just fill it up with water and microwave it for like a minute. And that'll warm up my hands. I just wrap my hands around it, and it'll stay as warm for a few minutes. So it really does help.
Pop some tea in there, and you have a drink as
well.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what I do anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can do that with your coffee as well.
Oh, definitely.
Speaking of the cold and things,
yeah, and water
and cold, the things that they bake, Monzos.
Yeah,
if you haven't heard by now, and it made national news.
I know. It was
on CNN. It was the as of last night before I went to bed. During the middle of the day. It was the seventh most popular story on CNN.com,
wow.
And before I went to bed, it was number 9.
Damn.
And they have some video and a full story, but essentially. The sleet collapsed.
Yeah, there was
the
a water main break, right?
Right. There's a 36-inch sleet-foot water main, which is apparently is what they're doing around the city. They're replacing 40 miles of old pipes from the early 1900s.
Yeah, these date. They're almost 100 years old.
Yes, they
Some
are.
Of them are more than 100 years old.
This is true.
So, you know, it was about time that... that this one got replaced. I guess this is going to be on the fast track, I imagine.
I guess so. I mean, they just done the one at Palina up here
right.
by Monzo's, and now Monzo's is down, which kind of sucks because now the businesses are in jeopardy again because, you know, they had just reopened the Monzo's station, the Downline station, after being closed for a while.
Yeah.
But now they're likely going to be closed again because the Takadilla and Scott's, the bar, and the laundromat, they don't even have a sidewalk.
Yeah, it literally goes right up to their building.
Exactly. So... this will be interesting to see what happens. But,
sure.
But the station, the L station, is still fine.
Yeah. Well, they closed it for a little while on
on
Tuesday, I think, and reopened it.
It was fine in the morning for me, and when I got back later in the afternoon. So.
Yeah, I think it was just for
just to
safety.
Get stuff in,
in case the hole opened up a little further along.
This is a little scary. I got
Absolutely.
Up that morning and you know, just walked over to the station, and I was trying to figure out why all the Ravenswood was closed, and the police were out, and there was dirt being shoveled around by trucks, and I didn't see it when I walked up Monzo's. I just went into the station. It wasn't until I started going up to the platform where I saw a gaggle of people with their cell phones out and their cameras taking photos. I'm like,
Crazy.
What's going on? And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I had my camera on me.
That's good.
And, speaking
of, there are a ton of photos up on Flickr. If you haven't seen photos, you know, in the Trib or online in various places, Flickr, if you check our the Gaper's Block Flickr pool, you can get there by going to flickr.com/groups/gapers_block. And we've got a bunch of photos in our pool. Otherwise, I'm sure you could just search Montrose Sinkhole and you'd probably get a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the very last week of the month, but it is, this Friday is the last Friday of the month.
Yes, it is.
And that means it's time for our next get-together.
We are doing our get-together, and we're back at the Black Rock.
Yeah, Black Rock's at, it's just north of Addison on Damon, so it's just like 2 blocks away from, or maybe 3 from the Addison stop on the Brown Line.
It's 3614 North Damon.
There you go.
It's an excellent place. We have the back room.
Yep.
There's a fireplace, so you can get nice and warm.
Yeah, and if you get there early, there's even some food. And they're pretty good.
The food is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the food. For bar food, it's great.
Absolutely. And we're gonna have some half-acre beer.
Oh, are we?
They've got half-acre beer now.
Excellent.
And they are they're a co-sponsor of the half-acre. Well, they're the premier sponsor of the half-acre cycling team,
of which
we are
a co-sponsor.
We are, and we'll be drinking half acre and hanging out. We'll be there from 9 until at least midnight. We'd love to have you there. Come on out.
Come on out, indeed.
Let us know you heard us on the podcast, and we'll buy you a drink.
Awesome. What else is going on this week?
Well, Friday night, I'm actually a little torn, because we start at 9, and that's when Sound Opinions is on. And this week, they've got Tony Bourdain of, you know, A Cook's Tour and
No Reservations, No Reservations
and, you know, well-known author and chef. Yeah, he's going to be the special guest. I'm not sure exactly why, but
he's hot at the moment.
It's cool, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a music show, though. But he's going to be on there. They're going to be talking with Doug Somm, from
Hot Dogs
as well. I guess Tony's a big fan.
I think the whole reason of Tony Bourdain being on Sound Opinion makes sense, because if you've read any of his books, he talks about music a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and like one of the episodes of No Reservations had him and the last surviving member of the Ramones.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
When they were in Cleveland.
Sure. Absolutely.
Tony Bourdain's huge in old punk kind of classics, and I think music and cooking go hand in hand.
Definitely.
So
check that out. It's also on Saturday at 11 a.m. But yeah, Saturday or Friday night at 9 is when the show is to start with.
Excellent.
Ooh.
On Saturday, we've got a few things, I think, dude.
Okay.
I believe we do. The Windy City Rollers, your favorite all-girl roller skating, beat-up, stadium-style gladiator throwdown.
Right.
Is having its 2008 season opener at the Chicago Stadium, which is in Cicero, at 1909 South Laramie. Doors open at 5, seating is first come, first served. The first bout start at 6.
And that's 15 bucks to get in. Or you can get season tickets, should you be interested, for 90 bucks. Might be worth it if you're a big fan.
I hear a lot of people are big fans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, also on Saturday, the MAPS show at the Field Museum is closing. So that's your last chance to get in over there. Really cool show. I'm actually planning on going on Saturday because I haven't been to it yet, and I don't want to miss it.
I heard it's awesome.
Yeah.
If you're a big fan of MAPS, you should go. I should go.
You should go.
I should
we
go.
We should go. How about
we
that?
We should go. There are a bunch of good things going on Saturday.
There are.
Many to mention, which is great. Because January looks like it's this winter looks like it's getting packed, which is a good thing. So deal with the cold by going to Slow Down and Gaper's Block and checking out what you can do. But one quick thing I wanted to say, you know, Chicago's favorite, no longer son.
he's an expat.
He's now in New York, going for the big time. Ira Glass will be at Borders on Tuesday next week.
And what's he going to be talking about?
He's just going to talk about the radio and television versions of This American Life.
Oh, okay.
So I assume he's going to talk about the experiences he's had,
which
I think would be great to hear about. You
sure.
Know? So it's going to be the one at on Michigan Avenue at Water Tower. And he'll also sign DVD copies of This American Life. It starts at 7 p.m. And you can call or go on the Borders website to find out any other information.
Yeah. It is free.
It is free.
But chances are there's going to be a bit of a line.
I'm not sure if you're going to need a list band or what they've been doing lately.
So check
it out.
Cool. One last thing, and it's a little bit of a an early warning. Next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, the 1st.
What's going on? Next
One of our good friends and sometimes contributors, Ted McClelland, his book, The Third Coast, is debuting in February, and we're going to be helping throw a book release party over at the Hideout. Doors are going to open at, I think, 6 or 6:30. Let me check real quick. He's going to be there with Sycamore Smith.
Excellent.
Who some people may remember from our third anniversary party. He was the guy with the kazoo and the he had a kazoo and a guitar.
Yeah,
and his songs were very unusual. But he's a really cool guy.
I think it's fitting.
He's from Marquette, Michigan. He was featured in the story or in the book, which we had as a sort of a serial in Detour on the site. So it's free. It starts at 6. It goes till 8:30. at the Hideout, which is 1354 West Waubonsia. We really hope to see you there.
Definitely. I think that's it.
That's pretty much it. I think we'll hold off till next week. Everybody stay warm. Maybe if you can brave the cold on Friday, we'd love to see you.
We would love to see you indeed.
And talk to you next week. Still got a lot of love, yeah. Got a lot of love, still got a lot of love, yeah. Got a lot of love, still got a lot of love, yeah.